This is a Jerry Pippin special report. What in the world is going on at Fort Benning? We are dealing with what happened to John Vasquez back in September of 1977 while he was stationed at Fort Benning. In the first hour, we heard him tell his story, plus comments by Roxy Lopez of TruthDenied.com. In the second hour of the show, we will hear from two wives of on-duty soldiers stationed now, today, at Fort Benning in Georgia. Some unusual things happening there, weird lights, eerie incidents in the night, and much, much more. Let's bring in the conversation now on the line from Fort Benning, Nancy. And we're only using her first name because of her wish to remain more or less anonymous. Nancy, I understand you have someone with you.
My friend Kim. She's my next-door neighbor, and yeah. She witnessed them with me. We lost him for... How many hours did you say?
We'll be bringing Roxy Lopez into the conversation here in a few minutes. But first, Nancy, I think you've already met John Vasquez. I think you've talked to him on the phone, and you've heard him on our shows. John? Say hello again to Nancy, won't you?
How you doing, Nancy?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good, good.
Nancy, you tell me there's lots of strange things happening in Fort Benning. Some of it even appears to be supernatural. Can you tell John and our audience listening exactly what we're talking about here?
Well, it's almost a nightly occurrence. I live here in Fort Benning on base, in base housing. And they come out, I would say, between midnight and 4 or 5 in the morning. We see them around 12 or 12:30, but then they get closer, I would say, around 2 or 3 in the morning. And at first, it looks like a star, and then when they get closer, I would say there are three lights with three red lights under it. And they don't flash, they pulsate. And they move around the sky. And there's usually more than one of them.
So you're seeing flying objects, UFOs, almost every night there at Fort Benning, after midnight.
One scouts in one part of the sky, and the other one moves around. Like it looks like they work together. They're in a triangle, I guess I would say. The ones we saw formed the triangle. Was it the North Star? There was a bright star in the sky, and the craft we saw formed a perfect triangle almost around that star.
So you figure it's definitely not military aircraft activity, at least anything you know about. John?
Yeah.
And Nancy, you've talked to John on the phone about all this. And John, what do you think about all this?
Oh, yeah, and I believe Nancy because the way she explained the details about these things, and you know, back in 1977, same thing. It's no different, and I'm surprised that this object is still a same object that I seen back in 1970.
Yeah, Nancy, you just heard John talk about it. What do you think about it? I mean, how do you feel about what he said?
Well, I know there's something going on here. I mean, I just think it's to us, that the people who live here, it's almost a normal occurrence. It doesn't startle us, I guess, because we're used to seeing it. It's just something that we live with. That's just something that happens. I mean, it's just... I believe John, I believe his whole story, and I believe him because I've seen it myself.
I understand
and
that.
And I'm not the only person.
Now, Nancy, I believe you have another friend there at Fort Benning that has been abducted, has some abduction experiences?
The friend that has been abducted, she's not here right now. She's an older lady. She's at her house right now.
Oh, what I'm getting at, how about you? Anything unusual happening with you?
The other night when we were watching him, I woke up in my bed, and I don't remember going to bed. I mean, I don't remember. We were outside on the curb watching them, but the next thing I remember, I woke up in bed. I mean, I don't know. Now, so I can't definitely say I was, but I don't know.
I understand. And you say you're not the only one seeing these.
It's... Oh, no. And I mean, my friend, would you like to talk to her? She can explain it a little better.
And what is her name?
Her name is Kim.
Hey, Jerry, John, how's it going?
Oh, good, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. John, have you talked to Kim before?
No, this is...
Well, neither have I. It's the first time for both of us. Okay, Kim, tell us about it.
Well, basically, we were sitting outside, and we noticed one craft in particular, and it was just... It looked almost like a star, but except it was pulsating in and out, and, you know, it looked completely different. It was so apparent that it was a craft. I mean, like we were saying, it was in a perfect triangle. But beyond that, I mean, I don't know what relevance this might have, but Nancy and I just kept feeling, both of us, this compulsion, like we should go away from the light, like go into a darker place. And I mean, I don't know.
Into a darker place. What do you mean, Kim? You mean go into the house, turn the lights out, or what?
No, into like we live in a very well-lit area with a lot of street lamps.
Okay, I understand.
We felt, right, and into somewhere where there wasn't so much light. And that's the feeling that they wanted us to be in a more private place or something like that. I mean, like I said, I mean, it's strange even to me, but, I mean, when you experience it, it's not anymore. You can't deny it.
Yeah, and, Kim, I've been doing UFO shows for many years. And I've heard this story before. It seems that some people get messages from UFOs, you know, to go someplace where they can see them better.
Wow.
Now,
Kim, how long have you been in Fort?
I was here for a year.
Benny.
And, I mean...
When did you first become aware this was happening?
I mean, this... I've seen things like this... I've been a bit of a believer, but a bit of a skeptic for quite some time, but I mean, things have always been strange here at Fort Benning, especially at night.
Yeah, Nancy told me off the air that she thought that a lot of the houses were haunted there. So what do you mean strange? Lights?
Like the lights. And I'll tell you another thing, Jerry, is the most marked thing I remember about it is that when we saw them, when we saw the main craft, it was so incredibly strange. I felt an extreme feeling of peace, and I don't know how to describe that. It was almost a physical sensation in my throat and through my chest, and you know, I just kept being directed, you know, in my mind to go where there wasn't so much light and things like that. And like I said, but answering your question, it's, you know, I'm coming like more and more in tune with it. I mean, because when you first experience something like that, you kind of tell yourself, you're like, ah, you know. But then, you know, the more and more you notice it. But I mean, I've lived here for a year, and
now you and Nancy both are married to career military men.
That's right.
How do they feel about you going on the radio and talking about this?
Well, I mean, basically, I mean, I know for a fact that my husband has been a skeptic about anything that wasn't proven to him his whole life, and you know, ever since, you know, here recently, I mean, they've just been, he's not a skeptic anymore. So you know, and I mean absolute follow logic only kind of person, and I mean, it's just not that way anymore. His mind has been opened a little bit more to it. I mean when you see and when you experience it, I mean, it has a way of doing that. So
yeah. John, do you have something to ask Kim?
Well, Kim, you know, the way you explain that in details about this object that you're talking about, it changes its shape, or, you know, the way it moves, and you see a kind of a triangle figure on this. I'm thinking, well, what we saw back then could be the same thing we've been watching, especially the bright light. That was intense. Now, that's the intense part that I remember seeing, is this bright light and the way it was moving. It get real close to you, and it's like, it had a bluish outline, kind of purplish.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It's so strange that you say that. Yes. It was like, as it pulsated, as the light became brighter, I could see almost the outline of the craft itself, and the outline had like a purplish hue around it, like a purplish blue, like as the lights around the craft, the main craft that we could really see, as the lights pulsated brighter, it was a very slow pulsating, like it would slowly get brighter and then would slowly get darker, but
you know, almost at its peak of brightness, you could see a bluish purple kind of aura or hue around,
right,
and you could
right.
see the shape of it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, did you get the impression that someone was driving this thing? I mean, when I was looking at this object, you know, I get the impression that something else was driving this thing. And, you know, we don't have anything like that, our military, right?
Right.
I mean, there's no such thing as something like this traveling in the sky or in pulsating and maneuvering itself. I mean, there's no such thing that we could have. No helicopters, no airplanes.
Right, and we know that, too. I mean, we live very close to that sort of thing, and, I mean, after you've lived here as long as we have, we know what those things look like.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was, yeah, I mean, and Nancy worked in an airfield. I mean, my friend, I mean, you know, she, like I said, you just know these sorts of things. But,
oh, yeah. Your intuition tells you right off the bat, you know, I know what this is. I've been around airplanes. I've been around crafts, you know. But this thing that you're talking about, this is really something else. This is not from here. Definitely.
No, absolutely not. I tell you what, Nancy has something else to say. I'm going to give her back over to you real quick. Is that okay?
Hey, I get to talk to you again, you know, and hopefully
that'll be great.
Get a hold of the utility and call me. Nancy has the number.
That'll be great. I'll do that.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, guys. Good talking to you. Here's Nancy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Hello.
Well, Nancy, Kim says you worked at an airfield.
Yes, I used to be in the military. I worked on Fort Bragg, North Carolina, on an Army airfield. And if these were Army aircraft, I would have recognized them, definitely. These were nothing I've ever seen before. For a fact, it's nothing earthly.
Now, you were nice enough to contact our show, and so we need to let you say what you want to say. I think Kim said you had something else to say.
Well, I know for a fact something is going on here at Fort Benning, and I'm sure other bases, you know, around the country. And I just don't think it's right that we are all being kept in the dark about what's going on. And I think it's just time for everybody to come clean and just say what's been going on here, because it's not fair. Because I'm not the only one who has seen these things and experienced things, and I'm sure there's many, many more people out there, and it's just time that we all know the truth.
Jerry, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but as you hear Nancy is explaining about this, it's time to start letting the people, the public, know on channels, news channels, public network. I mean, it's time for it, okay? I mean, what we're talking about for years and years and years is, it's always something like, oh, it's swamp gas. Huh?
Yeah.
Swamp gas? Yeah, right. Now we're hearing the truth. I have a witness who has been watching this object move around in Fort Benning base, right in the base. How much do you or the public need to wake up and see this? I mean, it's time, Jerry. Come on. You know, let's...
Nancy, you haven't talked to Roxy Lopez yet, have you?
No, I have not.
Well, she's here also, and as you know, she's researching this Fort Benning story. Roxy, say hello to Nancy, and vice versa.
How you doing, Nancy?
Great. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for coming on the show today with your... observations.
Well, Roxy, what do you think about it? Let's just let Nancy continue telling the story.
Absolutely, Nancy, go for it. Floor is yours.
Well, I don't know where to begin. I mean, it all sounds crazy, and I don't want to sound like a crackpot, but I mean, well, to begin with, all these houses on base, there's some type of activities going on. Most of these houses are haunted, and I sent a picture, very haunted. I sent a picture to Jerry about...
Yeah, we have that picture posted right here on the webpage where this interview is at jerrypippin.com.
And then, well, besides that, we see these lights in the sky almost every night. And 2 nights ago, when we were watching them, we both... I don't even know how to explain it. Almost telepathically, we had the urge to go to a dark place. And then we're both almost being told to be... how do I explain it? There's a dirt road behind Kelly Hill going to Sand Hill here on base.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very deserted area with no lights, dirt roads, very obscure place, and we both feel compelled to go there. And for some reason, we know that if we go there, something. I don't know how to explain it.
In other words, you two are worried about going up there. I mean, something might happen.
Yeah, I know something's going to happen. I'm almost scared to go up there, but I know that we have to. Like, I know they're trying to communicate with us.
Nancy, that's awesome. Now, have you thought about going to that location in the daylight?
No, not in the daylight. I have before, and there's always been something eerie about the place, but Kim and I, we both have a strong urge, like, being pulled there at nighttime, about 2, 3 in the morning, and we're going to go up there tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
And see what happens.
Now, are you going to take more people with you?
We could, yes.
I would do that. I would definitely take more people over to that spot, and I would definitely have trucks that you can jump in and leave if something, you know, is about to happen and you get scared or something. Is there any way you can take some guys with you?
Yes. My husband, because he's a drill sergeant here, and he also he's seen something, too. So he knows what's going on, and he would definitely come with us.
Uh-oh. I can see this show going 3 days instead of 2. So we're going to hold it over another day. Because I want to find out what happens up there. Our audience needs to know. But, Roxy, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt
you. Oh, no, that's okay, Jerry. And I was going to say, too, Nancy, you know, why don't, I mean, just be, I'm thinking if you have any daylight hours, like tomorrow, I would take a trip up there, you know, because it's probably not very far away. How far away from it is from where you live right now?
Not too far.
Okay, like a mile, 2 miles?
About 2-3 miles.
Okay. So what I would do if I were you, you know, just to document it, you know, two things to look out for. And take a notebook with you, for one. Take cameras with you, for two. Go in daylight, if you can. And see if there's any change of the field, the energy field or whatever. And by the way, you do not sound nuts at all.
Thank you.
No, not at all. And see if there's a place that you cross into that everybody at the same time experiences a change in the field at all. There might not be anything like that, but if there is, document it and document, like, what street corner or whatever, wherever it is. Now, you say this is a deserted area. What does that mean on the base? It's open land, it's a park. What is it?
It's just a deserted dirt roads. It's a back way between Kelly Hill and two areas on Fort Benning, a basic training site and like a unit.
Where
are
the original?
Okay. Yeah,
so where the
original? What happened to John in 1977? That's Sand Hill. That's where my husband works. Well, there's a back way from where we live to there, and it's just dirt roads, no lights, and very deserted.
It is dirt.
Very. Yeah, okay. Very eerie.
Okay, so maybe go there with as many people as you can in the daylight. Just check it out, check out the ground out there, see if there's any sign of, you know, anything that landed, any burnt ground, anybody been there, that kind of thing, any footprints, you know, just stuff that you would not naturally see. See if there's, like, any feeling of a vortex whatsoever. These are just common things to look for, and it's really easy to spot. And just spend a little bit of time there, and then go ahead and return to the journey at night. And I'll tell you why this will be really helpful for you, because now you've been there, and you've kind of scoped it out in daylight, and you know, like, some, you know the area, like, you know certain landmarks that are in that area, anything like a sign or an old deserted barracks building or anything that might be out there, certain big trees, whatever. And then that way, when you get there at night, the landscape that you remember in the daylight, it'll still be there. Otherwise, you walk into a situation, you know, when we're in the dark, pitch dark, you know, we're not aware of our surroundings. And the most important thing for you is to be aware of those surroundings. Does that make sense?
Yes, we're going to do that.
Yeah, I would do that. And then if you want, while you're, you know, when you go there at night, if something starts to take place, you know, John and I have talked about this as well, you know, you have my number. I'll make sure that I contact you again and give you any numbers that you need to contact me or John, preferably John. Because John will be on standby for things like that, and you can actually contact John to describe anything that's going on in the moment. He knows how to ask you this, that, and the other thing. Now, there's one more thing that I'm really interested in, too, Nancy. Tell me a little bit about the Starship Barracks.
Well, you know the barracks on Sand Hill, the Starship? Well, it's hard. It's, you know what I'm saying, the Starship Barracks? They want to know, like, how to describe them, what they look like. My husband, actually, let me see, because he's a drill sergeant up there. He can explain it to you better.
Okay.
He actually works up there. Hey, David, can you explain what the Starship Barracks look like?
Is there actually a name on it that says Starship? I mean, is there any
other... they're called Starships, and they're basically open. They're open at each end. It's like a cross, almost, and it's open at each end. Yes.
Uh-huh.
It looks like an H on top, but they're open on each end.
Okay, and people live in them, or
yes. Okay. Actually, when I went to basic training, I lived in a Starship Barracks.
Okay, that is a program that I've been looking into, called the Starship Renovations Program.
Oh wow!
And it's pretty interesting because there's five other bases that I found that they're doing this with, and millions of dollars are going into this function. And
Fort Jackson has them. That's why I went.
What I can't find out, Nancy, is. They do describe on the Army Corps of Engineers website, and then there's another website called the Defense Industry Daily, and there's actually an article in the Defense Industry Daily called Beam Me Up, Scotty.
Oh, wow.
And it's all about the Starship renovations. What I can't find out, I do have documentation on how much money it's costing in X, Y, and Z, but I do not have... information on, they're calling it a new training program for Warrior in Transition Complex. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. What I do know is that they give a certain test to soldiers to test their psychic ability for whatever reason. Yeah.
Okay, so they are...
Well, I know that because, I haven't told anybody this yet, like John or Jerry. Mm-hmm. I haven't mentioned it, but I am a psychic medium.
Okay.
And I didn't want to mention it in the beginning because I don't want to sound like a crackpot.
Right.
And I have witnesses. I can prove it. I got backup. I mean, I got evidence. You can ask, I mean, basically anybody.
So is the military aware of your psychic abilities as well?
No. And I don't want them to know.
Okay. And you've never been tested by the military for those?
No. No.
Okay.
Not when I was in, no.
Do you know people that have been?
Yes.
Okay. And what are they using that for? Do you know?
I have no idea. We were stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina for 9 years, and we have a lot of friends who are Delta and SF, tons of friends, and it's mainly them who are tested and used for, I don't know what they really didn't tell us, but different things they don't really talk about. They use their mind for a lot of things.
I want you to know, Nancy, we're going to follow up on this advanced individual training and warrior and transition complexes that are being built into these Starship renovation program. We're going to follow up on that. And another thing is that you said that I want you to know, we're going to follow up on this too. We've been doing some researching, but we haven't had enough time to finish our data. It's going to probably take a couple of months to do. But your Fort Benning, one of the interesting things about Fort Benning, Nancy, is that it's in an ancient environment. So you're talking about these ghost sightings. These are ancient lands, and I do mean ancient burial sites, ancient where they've recovered artifacts. And they're on some ley lines. So we'll have more information and data for you in regards to that. How many people are seeing ghosts?
Oh, everybody. In my neighborhood, it's called Davis Hill. I would say almost everybody has something in their house. Everybody.
It's something
we live with. We've gotten used to.
You've gotten used to it.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious about that, too, as far as, you know, John's story, 1977.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to why John hasn't been able to find the other 1,299 men. That's been a curiosity to me. I don't know if they're alive.
I know that could be a possibility. Either they've had their minds erased, you know, like it said in the book,
mm-hmm.
or they're not alive anymore because I know the military can get rid of people, no questions asked. You know what I'm saying? It could be either one of those.
Sure. And back to your sightings. When did you first notice them, Nancy, and when did Kim first notice this? I mean, is it something that just showed up right away from when you moved on to Fort Benning?
We actually noticed them, I would say, a couple weeks ago. maybe? My friend Carrie, who lives on the street, I should actually have her here, but she sees them almost nightly. And she just sits aside and watches them. She's been seeing them for a long time. And then when she mentioned it, I happened to be over there and I saw them. And then I came up to Kim's house and I told her what was going on and she saw them. So, I mean, it's been going on, not for the entire year. Like, Kim's been seeing them every night almost for the whole year. But we've just seen them probably the past couple weeks.
Okay. And is there any other conversation other than you and the friends that you're talking to at this point? Is there any other conversation or rumor going on in Fort Benning about this?
Yeah. Yes, there is. A lot of other people have seen them, but these people don't really want to talk about it. Well, my husband's a drill sergeant. He saw one. He called me right after PT. It was about four or five in the morning. And he was, you know, running PT. And he called me and told me he saw the exact same thing, but what he saw was a lot bigger. And Kim's husband, he saw one during PT. And, I mean, almost everybody hasn't seen these, but they just kind of brush it off. And, I don't know, they just pretend like they don't see them for some reason.
Now, Nancy and Kim, going up there in the dark late at night could be dangerous. So take a cell phone, and if anything happens, call us. And we'll be back in touch with you tomorrow night, and we'll see what happened. See? We hope you make it. I'm sure you will. I don't mean to scare you, but, anyway, Roxy, what else?
No, not at this point. I'll contact you, Nancy, and just maybe ask some more questions. But, no, not at this point. Thanks, Jerry.
Roxy and John, I know that we had planned to wrap the show up, but let's hold it up. I mean, we got to find out what happens to these ladies tomorrow night. So let's wrap it up for now. Is that okay for you, Nancy? We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Okay, John and Roxy, thanks for joining us. John Vasquez and Roxy Lopez. I'm Jerry Pippin. What in the world is going on at Fort Benning? We'll find out in the next segment tomorrow night.